Good morning, people. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a bit of an update on how everything's going for me around this time of year, what I've learned from having a kitten beyond the physical pain, and a little bit about, you know, what we're working on around this this New York to from LA to New York concept. A few things that have just arrived in my brain. So let's dig in. Okay, so let's dive into it. So it's that crazy time of the year in New Zealand, especially because it's if you're in the South Hemisphere, New Zealand, Australia, it's summertime here. So we don't have a cold Christmas. We have a really hot Christmas, and it's kind of our summer holiday at the same time. So in other countries, you may have a Christmas holiday and then a summer holiday. We have it all at once. So New Zealand kind of closes down in January. It's really the time where a lot of, especially self-employed people, get time off, which I'm really looking forward to. Time to actually let the mind rest and not feel as intense about everything that's going on, because it's been a very tiring year, but a good year. You know, it's what I have realized about myself and probably a lot of us in similar spaces is we're running around at such a Tasmanian devil pace all the time. It can be really, really hard to remember what great things have happened in the year. And you kind of feel like, wow, I've gotten to the end of the year, and have I really achieved what I was hoping, or am I any closer to where I was going? And, have I made a difference in the world? Have I given more than I've taken? All this stuff kind of goes through your head, but you don't always stop long enough to kind of make a bit of a mental inventory of what's actually been achieved. And, you know, I'm always a great fan of just this idea of give more than I take. And visually, that's if somebody hands me one thing, I hand two back to the world. And that's always been a real principle that stuck with me, and it's pretty, like, I like it. I'm happy with it. But I've started to look back, and I've achieved a lot this year. Like the help, you know, doing this podcast, for me to stick to doing 3+ a week is pretty remarkable, considering we all know the attention span of many of us. In business, we've definitely made some great strides. Are we there yet? No, but it's a journey. And also this this work around the LA to New York concept, I've been explaining it to maybe 3 or 4 people so far in a bit greater detail. And the reaction I'm getting is people go, I can see what you're talking about. That makes sense. I haven't seen anything like that before in that way. And so that's really exciting. It's really early days, but it's really, really exciting. And I've been spending some time on this concept, and I will get to what the kittens taught me at the end of this podcast. But what it has taught me is I'm just letting my mind build it up, and I'm just writing very short notes in pictures so I can remember what my mind has created, because it's pretty powerful, our minds. You know, what it can create when you just put a seed into it and you let it kind of germinate. Our brains are very, very good at that. And so, you know, one of the things someone asked me is they said, well, why wouldn't I just get on a plane from LA to New York? Then I could just go one way. And I left that in my brain. And I said, why couldn't you? It's a good question. And what kind of came up is you could, but the cost is very, very high. And the cost isn't always in money. The cost could be 18 months of hard work is the cost to fly direct to New York. So you're still paying for it one way or the other. And the thing is, many of us don't want to work for 18 months to buy a ticket and fly. It's not our preferred way. We'd rather start the journey before we have the money, if that makes any sense, or the flight. We just want to get on with it and start going. So it's not our natural habit to hold, rest, retain. We need someone else to do that for us on the journey. So I was just thinking that I'm still playing with that, but I like that idea. The other thing as well is this concept of getting stuck in Mexico. You know, we can go through these times because this whole process is a journey. You know, the things you will remember at the end of your life will be the moments along the pathway, not the end of the pathway. No one gets to the end of the pathway and goes, wow, that's awesome. That's done. I'm complete. I can quit now. It is, everything is done. That doesn't happen. It's all a journey. So, you know, there are literally days, weeks, months where we're going to end up in Mexico and not have a memory of how we got to Mexico. And we're just going to realize we've been there for 6 weeks in this place that we'd never planned to get to. But in Mexico, we've had a bit of fun. It's been a bit of a sidetrack, a tangent. But we get to a point in that where we go, okay, it's time to get back on the road. And I've experienced that a bit this year. I've gone through blocks of, let's call it Mexico time. I choose Mexico over Canada. It's just a bit sunnier, Canada, no offense. But, you know, you get stuck in a little town in Mexico, enjoying it, eating your tacos, kicking back. And then you go, okay, actually, let's get back on the road. Let's get back to the US. Let's hope there's no wall in between us yet. And keep going. Because that's just part of life. And, you know, I think I've mentioned this before. For years and years and years, I've beaten myself up about not going further or comparing myself to others, and it just doesn't work. It just doesn't matter. It seriously doesn't matter. You know, the grand scheme of it is you get one life. You know, when you do finally get to the end of your life and you look back, you won't be comparing yourself to others going, well, I did better than him. My life was great. That's not how it works. You know, and it's quite a, you might think, hey, it's quite a morbid scene, the idea of the end of life. But if you do any reading about Buddhism and the way they look at it, is they say, hey, the minute you can become really comfortable that is going to happen, that is the inevitable, you can start to get really comfortable with what's happening in your day-to-day life and what's happening in the present. You know, and it's something I do think about and I am aware of, because I think it is very important to be clear on it. As the cat bites my hand because he wants his segment in the podcast. But yeah, so I will talk a bit more about that as we go into the new year. I've got a few podcasts up my sleeve. I'm going to continue doing these over the Christmas break because people have a bit more time. I've also lined up my dad, who's, we had a great conversation the other day. I wish I recorded it, around relationships, because he broke up with my mother. I'm single at the moment and had some bumpy relationships. And we had a great conversation. It was really frank. It was really vulnerable for my dad, who's not naturally, he wouldn't be called vulnerable. anywhere near him as an example of who he is. But he was quite vulnerable in this conversation. So he's agreed that over the break, he's going to let me set up a mic and we're just going to have a real open conversation. It'll be quite a long podcast, I presume, maybe a half an hour, 40-minute one. But he's an interesting guy, and you're gonna see some similarities between us, and you're also gonna, yeah, he's very strong in his opinion, but also, like, he can step back and look at himself a bit objectively these days, less so 20 years ago, but nowadays he's a bit more objective. So that'll be a really good podcast. But I want to finish today's off, and I know this is a bit of a ramble on, a bit of everything, kind of one of those mixed up interesting podcasts, is what I'm learning from the kitten as he races across the lounge room floor to bite my foot. Through all his other delightful toys that he could play with, he would rather attack my foot. What a kind, kind kitten. But what it has taught me is I have so much respect and admiration for people who have children, especially if you're my mindset, if you've got dyslexia or ADHD or any of that. Having children must be such a challenge, especially at first. You know, I struggle with a kitten. You know, this kitten is like, I guess these guys, these little kittens become like toddlers really quickly. But wow, it just, you know, it's crazy. You know, that he just wants to play all the time and he thinks my foot is a punching bag. If you looked at my hand, you'd think I'd been swimming with sharks at the moment with his claws. But like, it's amazing. I seem to struggle. I seem to overreact more with this kitten than I can ever imagine. Like, it's like, because he can't understand our English. And it's, who would have thought I'd be the one getting angry because he can't understand words. You know, maybe he's dyslexic. Or maybe just a cat. But probably just a cat. But, you know, it frustrates you. You get angry. You know, I shout at a cat. The cat has no idea what I'm doing. And it's crazy. It's like, I just can't even imagine having kids. You know, it's actually made me even more clear that, you know, if I ever decided to have children, it would be a massive, massive decision. And I'd have to back it for the long term, because I would, and I can't even fathom how that conversation would happen with myself to allow myself. So like, I'd rather help a lot of other people than have children myself. And that's just, I guess, my personal thing. But what he's really taught me is that it is, you can, you know, it reminds me about intention. And I think one of the things with the right-brained thought process is we all have really good intentions, but we can sometimes be terrible at communicating those intentions. You know, we can end up doing things that seem the opposite of our intentions, and vice versa. We see others doing the same thing, others that mean well, but the way they've approached something is not the way you should approach it. And I'm the same. Like, I, in business and life, in relationships especially, you know, I have the right intention. And I'm very good at finding people with the right intentions. But the way that plays out in reality doesn't always work out. And I think I could see that a lot with the kid, and his intention is just to have fun. It's to eat and live and be happy. And you know, he's kind enough to use the kitty litter tray from day one, which was very kind of him. You know, he cares well, but his intentions don't always translate. You know, he intends to play, but he then cuts my hand up with his remarkably big claws for 8 weeks. You know, he doesn't mean to do that. He's not doing that on purpose, I hope. I really hope. But it's, you know, painful. We see that in life. There are people around you that you may go, actually, I know your intentions are right, but you're not good for me. And you know, that's what I found with my ex, Carly, who we're still friends at the moment, and we're still even living together. That's a whole nother podcast. But you know, it's, you know, her intentions were always so pure. I never questioned her intentions once. But between us, in reality, we weren't good for each other. We actually caused each other more internal challenges, I think, than was valuable. And I think we all have relationships like that, whether it's at work. I'm seeing a lot of people talk about their bosses. You know, some people know their boss's intentions are wrong and their actions are wrong. In my opinion, that's a no-brainer. You've got to work out what's next for yourself. And the same within a relationship. You can sometimes get into a relationship with someone with bad intentions and a bad way of showing it. Or the opposite, bad intentions internally, but very good at communicating. So you've got to be very clear on, I think those two things are very separate. And the kittens kind of reminded me of this. And I just thought I'd share that, because as you go into a new year, what you do realize is the people around you are a massive impact on the way you live, the way you feel. So you've got to pick the right people. And you've also got to balance both the intention and the way it appears in reality, in real life, the way it shows up to you. Even if you're with a partner that has great intentions, but completely and continually brings you down or does the wrong things to you, you've got to move on. Sadly, that's my belief. If you've been trying the same thing for 3 years and it hasn't worked, hasn't fixed the problem, and it doesn't look like either of you are going to fix the problem, you've got to take a step forward for both of your sakes, because it's the only way. But that's my opinion, and I thought I'd just share that. I thought I'd do a podcast today. I was just in the mood to do a good one. I hope that's been a little bit valuable, a little bit interesting for everyone. Thanks for everyone sharing on the group again. Loving it, loving seeing it, and everyone responding. I woke up the other day and someone had put quite a long post on, and 14 people had responded. It was just so cool to see. What a great community in the Adult Dyslexia Secrets group. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for sharing the podcast, and I will be back tomorrow with something probably a little bit more focused.